Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Keyser-Beach advised members of the public to continue to be cautious and take steps to reduce the breeding places of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmit dengue fever.
With dengue, we continue to see a few cases above the normal, as in above what we had in, say, 2019, but the cases are still going down, but still present. So we want persons to continue doing what they're doing in terms of protecting themselves from mosquito bites and reducing the breeding sites for mosquitoes, which will be removing any sort of collection of water.
Dr. Keyser-Beach also advised persons who experience symptoms of any illness to seek medical attention immediately. And she also reiterated the appeal for persons to avoid self-diagnosis at home.
So as we have said before, we want you to seek care early. If at any point, you know, you have a high fever, headaches, joint pains, you don't want to assume it's just the flu or it's the Sahara dust or it's even COVID, and so you can stay home and manage it. We want you to seek care early. Go to your healthcare provider and get some advice as to what's going on and what you should be doing.
And Dr. Keyser-Beach appealed to Vincentians to ensure that they use the relevant medication as prescribed by their doctors for the management of dengue fever.
As with dengue, Zika, and all of these other things, we really advise that you don't use things like ibuprofen, Voltaren, diclofenac, what we call NSAIDs. We prefer that you use something like acetaminophen, which would be cetamol, paramol, panadol for pain and fever. Lots of fluids always. With all of these, you want to keep well hydrated. The fever is not going to go anywhere if you're dehydrated. So you keep your fluids up and you keep yourself cool. Use a fan if possible and take your paracetamol every 4 to 6 hours to get control of the fever and the pain. And also you can use your pawpaw leaf.
Chief Medical Officer, CMO, Dr. Simone Keyser-Beach. I'm Ricardo Wilson, reporting with today's special report.